Wild today, bringing you coverage of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association annual meeting in Midwest City. And one of the featured speakers this morning is weather whisperer Evelyn Browning Garish of the Browning Newsletter. And as we look at weather, so far this summer it's been interesting, to say the least. Maybe talk about what are some of the weather events that took place that turned Oklahoma and the surrounding region into a wetter region, you know, May into the summer months.
Well, what has really helped Oklahoma is this odd event taking place thousands of miles away in the Pacific. The tropical Pacific is warming up. We call that El Nino. And when you have the Pacific, that's 30% of the world's surface. When it starts to warm up, that's going to change conditions all around the world. And for us in Oklahoma, what it means is it causes more rainfall. Particularly, it causes spring and early summer rain, and we saw some of that. And it causes normal rainfall in wintertime. And wouldn't it be nice to have normal rainfall? And then if it lasts until spring, then it can give enough rain that it could even break the drought. So if you like these conditions, next time you cheer, don't just cheer for the home team. Cheer for El Nino, too.
And at this point, you know, when can we get a good gauge as to how strong effect the El Nino is and maybe how long it will last?
We can usually tell what's going on with the El Nino about 3 months ahead. So 3 months, that's a nice time for planning. That gives you time to take steps. The problem is there's a lot of things going on in the Pacific. So you can have other currents interfere with the development of El Nino. For example, in May, it looked like this El Nino was going to be strong. It looked as strong as the one in 98, and that was the strongest in almost 400 years. So it was strong, and then another little current interfered with it, and now it's a little weaker than it was. So it takes about 3 months. We can see about 3 months ahead, but when we start talking years ahead, look out. The other currents are going to mess up not just El Nino, but your scientific mind.
In looking ahead longer term into next summer, a lot of that, I assume, will depend on this El Nino effect into next spring, you know. But are we going to be able to stay on this kind of water cycle, or are we going to continue to remain in this kind of drought-stricken nature for some time?
Well, one of the problems Oklahoma has is there are long-term cycles, ones that last for decades at a time, in both the Atlantic and the Pacific. And currently we have one in the Atlantic, which has helped create drier conditions and hotter summers since 1995. So even if you get normal rain, you get hotter summers and more evaporation. And then we have one that starting around 1999, it began to change, and by 2006, it flipped. And it is helping to create drier conditions. So what we have are two long-term cycles that are creating drier conditions for Oklahoma, but typically, El Nino gives you about a two-year break. It gives you 1 year with some good weather and sets you up so that you have, dare I say the word, surplus water to start the next year. And you get good snow cover for wheat. You get good rainfall, good start to the pasture lands. Some good wet conditions to start the year, and then normally, the full drying effect doesn't set in until the next winter at the earliest.
So it sounds that this, essentially, we're far from being out of drought, and we will continue to be in this drier than normal state for still maybe even several more years.
Yes, what we're getting is a break, not an end.
And how much longer will we be kind of in this drier cycle?
History suggests, when we look at these long-term cycles, that we're into conditions that will create drier weather for Oklahoma for the next 15 to 20 years, with occasional breaks from these El Ninos. So we saw this back in the 50s, and what people did was they just positioned themselves so when that rain came, they stored it, they used it wisely, they didn't assume it was going to fall. They prepared and planned accordingly.
right. Well, with you talking weather today, you also mentioned you do have a newsletter. And is that free? How do people, I guess, get on your newsletter?
If they go to my website, browningnewsletter.com. Mm-hmm. So that's browningnewsletter.com. And they can probably get a free sample, and then they're welcome to subscribe.
And how often does that come out?
It comes out once a month, and then we have a premiere service for people who want calls, consultations, slideshows, updates if something important happens. So there's two levels of service. But for most people, once a month. One of the things about climate is, unlike the daily weather, it develops a little bit more slowly. But it gives you time to plan, and that's what people need. You can prepare for anything. Back in the 50s, people raised enough food to feed the world. They just had to plan how they were going to use their water, and I help the planners.
Well, we appreciate the time, as we've been joined by Evelyn Browning-Garish, one of the featured speakers here at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association annual meeting. From Midwest City, for the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.